Hey, today I wanted to talk to you about a conversation I had with a client the other day who was struggling about how they're fitting their business into their life. And I think a lot of trainers believe that there's only one way to build a business and that you have to fall to the whim of your clients and things that you might want to do aren't possible unless you have to completely change the path that you're on. And I don't believe that to be true, and I wanted to share this conversation to give you some context and an example of what might be possible for you and your business. Because this particular trainer I was talking to was fully booked. She had 25 sessions a week. She was the joint highest charging trainer in her gym, so had that pretty much nailed down. She had a few pricing issues to sort out, which she was on top of. But she was in a really good place. Things were quite well structured and systemized, and she was wondering what was next. And she has this other thing in her life that she really wants to dedicate time to. And that was a sport. Now, for you, that might be something different, but basically, this sport requires her to travel, and she wants to be able to travel 1 week a month. That might be abroad, or it could be in the UK, but ultimately, she wants a week out of the business every month, and thought that she had to completely up sticks and change what she was doing. But actually, we considered, right, well, what would it look like if this worked for you? And this was the first thing we did. We said, there were two angles to go for it. And the first angle, which is the first one that most trainers will take, is they'll say, how can I morph what I've currently got into the thing that I want? And the analogy here is like grabbing a shoehorn and trying to squeeze something in that might fit. It might be a bit of a squeeze. You might have to mold it a little bit, which ultimately down the line might cause problems. Because if you try and squeeze your foot into a shoe that doesn't quite fit, you're gonna end up with blisters down the line. So that's the idea. And I said, okay, well, the second angle that we can look at this at is wipe the slate clean. And you just have to sit with a bit of discomfort for a moment when you say this, because I don't want to lose all of the good stuff that I've built, all the clients that I've got, the income, all this. I don't want to have to start again from scratch. And the bottom line is, the punchline is that you won't have to, but it's a much better thought process to actually wipe the slate clean and imagine a new business, both through your eyes and the eyes of your future ideal clients. Now, when you've done that, and I'll just give you an example of what we discussed in a moment, but once you've done that, you can then take your current client base and you will find that a proportion of them, a good one, a good proportion, will still fit in the new model that you've created. And it's them being your clients, fitting in with you rather than you having to work around them. And the long-term consequence for you in that is that you can create a life that you want rather than one that is dictated by other people. And that's just something that I really believe in strongly. And I'm actively doing myself with the building of Velocity and what my business partner Craig and I are doing. And I love it because it means you're intentional. It means you're doing it for you. And it makes such a difference to your level of happiness and your level of creativity. And it means that the week feels just like a breeze. Anyway, so what we did, we said, okay, well, what would it look like if you had this individual come to you and you had this avatar and you think, okay, I know how to, I know what they want and I know what problems that they're suffering with and I know how to solve them, but the way in which you solve them doesn't have to be the same all the time. And a great example is you can take an online coach, a hybrid coach, and a face in-person coach. You can take classes, you can take one-to-ones, you can take small group. And fundamentally, they're all different ways of skinning the cat. They're all ways of skinning different ways of skinning the cat, right? Multiple ways. But we all have the same outcome. We all want to help people get stronger, fitter, leaner, faster, lighter, right? More happy, more energetic. And we do that through the medium of exercise and nutrition and mindset. But there are just slightly different ways of doing it, and that's okay, right? You've got to find yours. And I think what we discussed was a slight hybrid model in that. She would be training, this particular trainer loves working in person with people, and she still wants that to be the core of her product. But there are a lot of other things that she can do. And she has a huge passion for education and wants to help educate her clients and provide an environment and a platform for them to be able to upskill themselves in the knowledge required to become a healthy and fitter version of themselves. And so we thought, well, what if there was an educational component to your coaching program, a platform where you house content that maybe is displayed chronologically, maybe is more of a library of content that in the week when she's away, they have an education week. And maybe that they still train on their own, maybe they still have a program, but actually they're not with her that time and they're going away to study and learn. And then we imagine it from the client's point of view, what if that you went into a program knowing that part of the journey you're going to go on is actually to learn, to become a more informed human about how to not just get fit, but stay fit. And so you start exploring these different angles of what it would look like for you, 1 week off a month to explore and travel and do whatever I want, and the clients, and say, well, how could this work? How could this work to still get the same quality results that I'm getting at the moment, or even better, by wiping the slate clean and starting from scratch? So I wanted to share that with you today, because I think there are many trainers out there that are doing a great job, but their happiness levels and their content levels with what they're doing and what their business allows them or doesn't allow them to do isn't anywhere near 100%. And I would just love to help you move a little bit closer to that. So that's all for today. I look forward to catching you in the next one.